All right. I think I mentioned that a little too fast. We're kind of running out of time. I got to get rid of these tickets because we still have another set of Coyotes tickets at the end of the broadcast. These are Suns tickets. They take on the Magic March 17th, 7 p.m. Rosie had mentioned the name of an industry term. What's the difference in the, what do they call it? The difference of the temperature coming out of the duct and into the return. There's a measurement. You measure the degree at the return and a degree at the register. That measurement has a specific industry term.
Jeff, he usually does these like really simple things.
I'm confused myself.
He's making it hard. These must be tickets he wants to use.
Is that too hard for y'all? Explain a little more in time there. Does that?
What's the technical term?
Yeah.
That identifies the difference in temperature between what's being delivered at the supply register and what's being returned to the air handling equipment at the return air plenum. What's that term? Text it to 411923, and you'll have, is it a pair of tickets or four tickets?
This one's two.
Two tickets to the Suns and Magic.
There we go. I just got
now
it.
Now they're coming in.
There it is. We have a winner.
All right. We're here with Jeff Carmichael, general manager of Rias.
The Delta T.
Delta T. Delta T would be the correct answer to that question. Rias was the first Rosie certified home energy audit company in the entire state of Arizona. Y'all were one of the first home energy companies right. in all of Arizona.
Yeah.
We're kind of 100% in alignment on how to shop new air conditioners. And I tell people that if you're calling an air conditioning contractor, you know some air conditioning contractors are actually in quotes over the phone?
Yeah, it's getting a little out of control.
Yeah.
And have you heard the, what's that, the buy my AC online? I've been hearing it on the radio. You can buy your AC online, it shows up at your doorstep, and some guy comes and throws it in the house.
I heard it.
Yeah.
And I was actually going to put it to the test.
Myself included. Yeah. I haven't done it yet. But
okay.
I need to.
If who you're having quote the equipment replacement at your house just wants to know what size equipment's on it right now, is it an electric heat pump, is it a gas pack, is it a split system, and simply just quote you replacement of the same size equipment, you have the wrong company quoting.
Right.
Talk a little bit about what kind of analysis needs to be done before you know what equipment to quote.
Yeah. Just for example, my guys spend about an hour to an hour and a half inside your home before they even know what to recommend to you. So if they're giving you quotes over the phone, they're absolutely doing something wrong.
And in that hour, what are they analyzing, Jeff? What are they doing?
Well, it starts with just a questionnaire of your concerns. What are your typical utility bills like? Is there allergies in the home? Is there comfort issues in the home? Really finding out all the details that you're experiencing, and that kind of gives us the knowledge to guide you into to the best of our ability of what is going to meet your needs. And then we get into where we go back to the building science, where we're going to do what's called a manual J heat load calculation. That's going to determine the exact amount of tonnage needed to cool your house.
If your air conditioning contractor isn't showing you a manual J calculation on your house prior to recommending what equipment gets installed, find a new air conditioning contractor. Go to rosieonhouse.com and pick one of the Rosie certified air conditioning contractors, because they're not doing you justice.
That's right.
We can generally downsize the equipment.
Yeah.
Okay. It's cheaper to buy, much cheaper to run.
Yep.
It comes on and runs longer.
Yep.
It takes six times more energy to start an air conditioner than it does to run an air conditioner. So I get phone calls all the time. My unit comes on and says it runs all afternoon. I said, perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect. It's exactly what you want.
It's a good problem.
People think hearing that thing run is just like, money flying out the window. No. It's when it's starting and stopping and starting and stopping. That's the expensive part of air conditioning.
That's right.
We can downsize equipment almost 75% of the time.
Yep.
So we're going to charge you less for the equipment that's going to cost you less to run, that's going to run longer, which increases your indoor air quality.
That's right.
I mean, it's a win, 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 win.
Yeah.
Let's talk about indoor air quality a little bit.
Well, historically, our industry kind of has dropped the ball with it, but that does fall under our trade. So we at Rheus have just been noticing, you know, we go into a lot of homes throughout the valley, and we see those little Honeywell, Home Depot air purifiers in a room, and people spend, you know, a couple hundred dollars on that,
yeah,
and then, you know, maybe $50 a year on filters for it, and it just takes care of one room. We actually have a product called a Remy Halo, which gets inserted inside the air conditioning system and purifies the entire house. It kills 99.9% of bacteria, pollutants, and allergens inside the home.
And this piece of equipment lives where?
Inside the air handler or the furnace. So as air travels at the source, up in the air handler or the furnace, wherever that's located in your home, it crosses this UV bulb that emits natural hydrogen peroxide into the air to purify your entire house.
And what could I expect to spend for that?
I think $900 is okay. Right around $900.
You can do that to an existing system, but
correct.
It's great to do it when you're replacing the equipment.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you know, for the cost, you know, the $900, you get, it's a 5-year warranty. You don't have to replace the bulb for 2 to 2.5 years, and that's relatively cheap as well. But, you know, like I said, we see these houses with these Honeywell, you know, people spending tons and tons, over $2,000, $3,000 on these systems because they have allergies in the house. Well, we've had the best solution for, you know, a quarter of the cost.
And y'all been putting those in for how long?
About 2 years now, and we've had nothing but exceptional response, immediate response to how enjoyable people find that product. So,
okay, so and that's called a Remy Halo.
Correct.
How's that spelled?
Remehalo.
And it is a light.
Correct.
That kills 99.9%.
Bacteria, mold, and viruses.
That's incredible. Do I still need to put a filter on my system?
Yep. Yeah, you still need to use a filter. That's going to help collect that dust so it doesn't get up into the system.
And what kind of filter do y'all like to install?
Just the standard pleated 1-inch filter. So it really is house-by-house basis.
Yeah.
So.
We tell people all the time that we feel the 1-inch paper pleated filter is probably, generally speaking, your all-around best option.
Yeah.
Unless your air conditioner comes on and it sucks that thing up into the return air and your system starts whistling.
That's how you – yeah, that's your sight telltale that you have a restriction of airflow getting up into your unit.
And then you have to just go to the cheap 99-cent spun fiberglass units.
Right.
That's your only option.
Yeah.
So, but we like the 1-inch paper pleated filters. And I'll tell you at my house what we like the 5-inch paper pleated filters. And then you're only having to climb up there and change them when the air conditioning contractor comes out to service your unit in the spring and the fall.
Yeah, that's right. So if you have the adequate amount of airflow, and that resistance is low enough, that's a great option for homeowners. So.
Yeah. But nearly maintenance free for the homeowner. Let's see if we can bring in a call real quick. Daryl's ringing in from Mesa. Daryl, good morning.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, super fantastic. What's your question on the issue of home comfort?
Well, I've got the my house is a two-story, and it has the air conditioning unit up on the top of the roof, and I like to do maintenance and cleaning on my on my unit, and I've always had them on the ground before. This is a new house last year, and not brand new, but new to me, and I just want to find out if it's possible or if cost-efficient when I go to replace that unit because it's getting really old. Would it be possible to turn it into a split system?
Dale, yeah, you can absolutely turn that into a split system, depending on how much space you have in your attic or if you have an available closet somewhere. That would be definitely an option, though, for you.
And for the sake of the other homeowners that are listening, there are a couple ways that we build these air conditioning systems. He has a roof mount unit.
Correct.
Everything is in that unit.
Yep.
The air blower, the coil, and everything.
Yep.
Generally called heat pump.
Correct.
Right? You can have gas up to be a gas pack.
Correct.
Okay. Good units.
Yeah.
They're mounted on roofs all over Arizona.
Yeah.
But he wants to go to a split system.
Yeah.
He's actually going to increase his efficiency a little bit.
You are. You get a lot more efficiency out of split systems than you do the package units on the roofs. So you open yourself up to a much wider range of efficiency.
When you make that conversion, he's going to have to forego some space somewhere. He's either going to have to create a closet that we can get the return airs to.
Yep.
Or
toss it in the attic.
Or we're going to throw a horizontal unit up in the attic.
Yeah.
And put the return air right there in the ceiling.
Yep.
So there's a couple options. The split systems will be a little bit more efficient for you, Daryl. And we appreciate the call. Congratulations on the new home purchase.
Briefly, because I know this can go on a long bunny trail. Package units, split systems. What about mini splits?
Yeah. What about them?
What do you think?
I love them. You know what? I think the perfect situation is when we can install a mini split on your master bedroom and close that duct for your central air conditioning unit off to the master bedroom. Now, at night, when you go to bed and you want to hang meat in that master bedroom, you can get that thing down as cold as you want. And the rest of the house, you can just have it, you know, at whatever adequate temperature you feel comfortable with.
We're buying split systems. We're buying package units that are accomplishing SEER ratings, efficiency ratings, in the high teens.
Right, yeah.
You throw a mini split on there.
23, 24 SEER efficient.
I am air conditioning my garage with a mini split. That's cheaper than I was evap cooling my garage.
Yep, yep. Garage applications are great. The master bedroom application's great. It gets a little costly when we get asked to put them throughout the entire house just because of how large our homes are and how many walls we have in our homes. But
the great thing when you do that
is
you can actually control different temperatures in different rooms throughout the house all day long.
And that's true with the mini splits, but we also have the tools to do that for your central air conditioning unit as well, called a zone system.
Okay, let's talk about that a little bit.
You know, we're kind of joking about the analogy that I use before on the show. We don't walk into our house and turn a light switch on and all the lights go on in your house. You don't walk in and, you know, to wash your hands and turn on the faucet and the showers come on. Well, why do we do that with air conditioning? I have no idea.
Yeah.
So we have a product that we use called a zone system, which we can actually retrofit into your duct system, your current duct system, and that we place thermostats throughout the house and by the thermostat controlled to an electronic damper up in the duct system, it's going to call air to where you want throughout the house. So it's really neat technology.
The zone system. We're going to come back and talk more about that as well as wrap up on suggestions and ideas on controlling the energy consumption at your house with the experts from Rias, Mr. Jeff Carmichael, the general manager. More when we get back.